awareness of my body, of other bodies, organic or inorganic, different but same, being all at once and then being none, just musing on how the sand flows, the solid, the fluid, the stateless, that which is without a form, the structured and unstructured, fixed and moving, the outside of my skin and the inside. I am pausing in that moment. Questions dancing around in my mind. A working body interacting with another body. Which body? A body that is worked on or a body that is doing the work? What does it mean when the same action, the same posture, the same hand gesture is performed in a different situation with different materiality? How does massaging a body differ from kneading a dough or from working with clay? Malleable surfaces. Yet what is being molded is significantly different. How does this difference feel to our touch? What response passes between these animate and inanimate bodies? What knowledge do they share and inspire? I picture the hand touching the skin of another body. The dough, the clay, malleable, accepting, yielding to the touch, to the pressure, to the caress. The contact with another materiality is making me more aware of my own. The push on another body is imagined, almost felt inside my own, inside my body of 206 bones, 360 joints, 639 muscles, some 900 ligaments, 4,000 tendons, all wrapped in miles of fascia. I am thinking of how all these joints, tendons and fascia are seemingly fixed as impenetrable structures, yet they still can be manipulated and entered through this imagined touch. The working body, working on the body, working with the body. Physics sees work as energy, or rather a moment of transferring energy. I am conjuring in my mind the myth of King Sisyphus rolling the Acrocorinthus stone up the steep hill over and over as his eternal punishment. The work of lifting the stone is an interaction between systems, a transfer of energy from one, Sisyphus, to another, the stone. The higher the boulder is pushed, the more potential energy it received, which is released when Sisyphus lets the stone go. Does some of the energy go into the mountain? Circuits of exchange. I have seen a research call out by Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, a unit within the US Department of Defense. They are interested in exploring ways to treat the human body as the electrical system it really is. They wish to modulate nerve organ circuits with lights, electricity, sounds and magnets as to provide new ways of restoring physical and mental health. Yet I do not see myself as a standalone circuit. This approach does not give room for my exchanges with other systems, nor for my imagination. When I observe the gestures of others, my brain activates the same neurological pathways as if I was physically acting out that moment. Observations become simulations that are firing down these pathways. Can listening to these gestures affect the body in the same way? Embodying through observing, the eyes, the hands, observing through listening, the ears, performing the spatial movement through hearing. I am told I can only hear the sounds between 20 Hz and 20,000 Hz. I therefore live in a world of lower frequencies than those heard by a common bat, yet higher than those recognized by a whale. For a moment, I wish I could experience the unheard. Then I remember that sound does not enter through my ears only. I recall being taught that sound can travel faster through liquids and solids than through air. It is about 5 times faster in water, but even higher in bone. I checked the statistics. Air, 331 miles per second. Soft tissue, 1,540 miles per second. Bone, 3,360 miles per second. This is because sound travels as an oscillation of atoms, one atom pushing onto the next and so on, oscillating forth and back. The speed of that dance depends on restoring forces, and the restoring forces that hold tissue and bone together are stronger than those between atoms in air. Therefore, to create sound waves, we need this contact between the atoms, we need the molecules to perform this vibrating dance. Even if we cannot hear the sound, or rather we cannot hear the full spectrum of its wave, we feel it and we vibrate it. I am listening to a dance of working gestures, listening to nonverbal echoes, trying to recognize their meaning. They envelop my outside and prod my inside, enter through my ears, eyes and skin, reverberate in the tissue, flowing like a current through the ligaments. I feel as if I'm indeed the subject of all that pressure, patting, rubbing and stretching. I wonder if those sounds can activate other bodies in the same way. The sound is momentarily freed from the listening brain, no longer recognizable, no longer heard as a familiar event, the soft bang, the long smear, the shallow breath. It is now flowing as multiple streams, split into pathways of different currents and frequencies, refracted just as white light is refracted through a prism, around and through the objects, bodies and other energies, reflected or absorbed, another form of the same, a different form of splitting the flow. I am again on the outside, observing and listening, imagining the performed action. And then I switch back to being the one that performs and that which is performed upon. Awareness of the moment, awareness of my body, of other bodies, organic or inorganic, different but same. Being all at once and then being none. Just musing on how the sound flows. The solid, the fluid, the stateless, that which is without a form, the structured and unstructured, fixed and moving, the outside of my skin and the inside. I'm pausing in that moment. Questions dancing around in my mind. A working body interacting with another body. Which body? A body that is worked on, or a body that is doing the work? What does it mean when the same action, the same posture, the same hand gesture is performed in a different situation, with different materiality? How does massaging a body differ from kneading dough, or from working with clay, malleable surfaces? Yet what is being molded is significantly different. How does this difference feel to our touch? What response passes between these animate and inanimate bodies? What knowledge do they share and inspire? I picture the hand touching the skin of another body, the dough, the clay, malleable, accepting, yielding to the touch, to the pressure, to the caress. The contact with another materiality is making me more aware of my own. The push on another body is imagined, almost felt inside my own, inside my body of 206 bones, 360 joints, 639 muscles,